Hey guys, and welcome to the Sober as Shit podcast. I'm Brandy, your host, and thank you so much for listening. It's 2019, and all I have to say is thank you for listening. Thank you for being loyal listeners, because I can't stay sober alone, and I'm just super grateful for the opportunity to share what life is like in sobriety, what life is like every single day, and to take time to interview some other people who are also living this life. Whether it starts off as an experiment and ends up being a lifestyle, or maybe it's a lifestyle and you're continuing it every single day, I'm just super grateful for the opportunity to be sober today. It's made in part by the Sober as Shit Recovery Group, who also sponsors this podcast. And every single day we get to share our lives, share our journeys, and connect online through Facebook Secret Group. And without them, I can honestly say I would not be sober today. So thank you guys for listening and hope you enjoy today's episode. Hey guys, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. It's been a while, it's been a minute. And all I have to say is, like, I'm a mom, right? Life happens and I just have to keep rolling with the flow and hope for the best. Sometimes that means I don't always get to make a podcast, because being a mom is first for me, to be honest, because when I was in my addiction and in my alcoholism, all I wanted was to be a good mom, but I couldn't stop drinking. I didn't know how. And now that I'm sober, I get to be that mom. But I also get to be a podcaster. I get to be a future recovery coach. I get to be a professional coach. I get to be a wife. I get to be a woman in recovery who runs a recovery group on Facebook. You know, I get to be all of these things, but it all comes back to one thing. If I'm not sober, I can't do any of it. Without my sobriety, I'm a drunk. But does that mean I'm a bad person? Who knows? Whatever. That's not the point. The point is, my recovery has given me so many gifts. And many of those gifts has meant that I get to evolve into this really cool person that I'm discovering each and every day. So today's episode, I wanted to talk about, when we get into recovery, our eyes usually get open to the fact that there's other people that are struggling with addictions. Like, I look around me and I'm like, holy crap, like, so many people are drinking so much and they're not even realizing it. Or if they are, they don't know how to stop. Or so many people are using these prescription pills or drugs or these other coping mechanisms to numb themselves out. How can I help them? How can I save them? How can I make them better? And right away, I was like told, you can't save anybody, you can barely save yourself. And it just made me think, like, that may be true, because there was nobody that could save me until I was willing to save myself. But what I can do is I can share my journey, I can share my message, I can share my story, and I can be an open book. My life is complicated as fuck. You ask me any day and I have like 20 things going on. My daughter does gymnastics 3 hours a week. My daughter does dance. My son does gymnastics. He wants to try jiu-jitsu. We're going to school. We're going home. We're doing this. We're doing that. And I'm still doing all my recovery stuff, because if I let that go, nothing else is going to get done anyways. So how do I do it? Like, sometimes I'm super confused how I do it, but I do it because I have this time in my life where I know that, first of all, I just keep moving forward. And life keeps happening. And sometimes I'm in that pattern of reacting versus actually planning things out. And that's okay, because, you know, my life means that it's going to be changing. Nothing is ever going to stay the same for a long period of time. That's just not life. That's not what I want my life to be. So I love change. Change is actually one of my favorite things in the world. I used to call myself like a gypsy because I didn't like staying in the same geographic location for a long period of time. I didn't know what that meant, because I've moved around most of my life. Yeah, there were stints of staying in one place, but I've moved around a lot. I grew up in the South. I moved to New Jersey. I moved to Washington State. I've moved to California. Who knows where I'm moving next? Hopefully somewhere warm. But regardless of all of that, what remains the same is I'm still in recovery. My recovery changes every single day. So that means I get to see these people in my life that may be struggling with stuff or may have other things. I had a family member that passed away recently, and I didn't know them very well, but it turns out that they struggled with addiction to prescription pain pills and to alcohol. Now, I don't know about your family, but my family, we kind of keep things under the lid for the most part, at least on one side of my family. My other side of the family is like completely out there because it's kind of hard to hide it all. So I'm like, okay, interesting. And they sent me this really beautiful message how they are so grateful that I've changed my life around and I don't use alcohol anymore. And it made me realize that, you know, we go through our lives and we start this recovery thing and we're like, okay, I'm doing it, I'm sharing it, whatever. And then somebody reaches out and you're like, oh, so they are listening. And it's a beautiful thing. It's like this amazing thing that I'm just so incredibly grateful for. So how do I save everybody else who's still alive and who's struggling with drugs or alcohol or anything? Like, how do I save them? And the simple answer is I can't. I can't save you if you're struggling. I can't save anybody else that's struggling. What I can do is I can tell you my experience. I can share my journey. I can share my story. I can share with you some things that work for me and have worked for me or have worked for me in the past. Because again, my recovery journey changes every single year. I go through different things every single year. This year, so far, we're finishing up January. I've had surgery on my butt. Never thought that would be in my life. I've recovered and am recovering from it. I haven't been to the gym in months and I just got a new gym membership, so I'm going to be going back. And so all these things are happening and changing. So, but that still doesn't answer my question. How am I going to help somebody that's struggling and kind of wants to know how to get sober? How do they stop drinking or using or doing the things that they're doing? And the simple answer is I can offer to help them make an appointment. I can make them the appointment and give them all the information, but I cannot force anybody to do anything. I can't force anybody to go to an appointment. I can't force anybody to do therapy. I can't force anybody into rehab. I can't force anybody to get sober because it has to be our choice to get sober. And if it's not our choice, we might struggle. I'm not saying it won't stick because that's not my place to say, and I don't know. It might. But we absolutely need to have just like a slight ember of wanting to change our lives, in my opinion. And thankfully, I had that when I got sober. I was so desperate. I just wanted to be a mom. Like, I didn't want to feel depressed. I was so tired of feeling depressed and having to drink my problems away and having to do more alcohol, and then it wasn't working, and then I was throwing up, and like, I was so tired of it. That saying, I was sick and tired of being sick and tired, it was so true for me. And then I found sober people and I realized, hey, they're doing it. Why can't I do it? And then I used other tools. Like, you know, one of my best tools, honestly, is visualizing all the people who think I couldn't stay sober and then staying sober to spite them. And that's not the healthiest thing in the world, but it got me like those first 30 days. And then the next 30 days, I found that I enjoyed being sober. And then after that, I enjoyed having a life and I enjoyed having stuff to do that didn't revolve around drinking or using. And I found out that, yes, having a conversation is one of the most terrifying things in the world at first, but I love it. I like talking. I'm still shy and quiet at first, but I love talking. It's a beautiful thing to do. Like, who knew? My point is, though we may not be able to save somebody, we can be a living example for them and for any other person that you may or may not know, who may or may not know you. Just by being sober, we are showing the world that we don't have to use a mind-altering substance to live life. It's very simple. Like, we don't have to change the way we think, feel, in order to enjoy life. We just have to do it. And it's amazing. And some days suck, but those really good days make up for the sucky ones. So hope you guys keep coming back, as they say, or stay sober one day at a time. Or, you know what? Reach out. If you're struggling and you don't know what to do, reach out. It won't hurt. It might help. Hope you have a good one. Thanks.